I have some three thoughts this morning. First, I mentioned, I mentioned before, one of my favorite brothers in the priesthood and friend is Father Rich Kunst in Duluth, Minnesota. He was the one I got to, he was my boss for 2 years as a priest in Duluth, his assistant priest. Before that, he was my vicar general or vocation director. Just for many, many years. Now it's fun because I'm at the same level, if you will, because we're both pastors and we like to joke back and forth. But one of the things he taught me was how important the holy hour is. And I mean, just in his homily to me on my Thanksgiving at McGregor on June 24th in 2012, was a big part of his homily was how we pray. Now, as priests, we have to pray every day for an hour. Of all this, one thought for you to think is, you know, Father Rich was discerning what to do with his church and school. He wanted them to be combined. So he went for an hour of holy hour with the Eucharist, with adoration, and prayed, and then went to a family and asked them for $1.3 million. And they wrote a check. It's Father Rich, an amazing man. He brought a decision to pray. Now, Jesus today, in our Gospel of Luke, Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12. You know, the second part, that's what Jesus shows, his relationship with his Father, to be God and man. And when he had decisions, he always prayed. I mean, and he went all night to his Father. When we have decisions that we want to do, we got to pray first. The more time, the better. To really allow God to purify your soul, to know what He is thinking that you should do. And finally, in the Colossians, if you haven't read that one in the New Testament, it's a quick one, read it. It's very amazing. I mean, some of the quick things tonight. See to it that no one captivate you with empty seductive philosophy. I love that line. Seductive philosophy, we don't have that today, do we at all? According to the traditions of men, according to the element powers of the world, and not according to Christ. There's a good line. He just got these nuggets all over in the Colossians. And this morning, kind of focusing on what I mentioned with Father Rich and our prayer with Jesus, he began our reading today. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, rooted in Him, and built upon Him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in the thanksgiving. So let's listen today to grow, to continue to be rooted in Jesus, to build upon Him, to walk in Him, to pray, and to discern what God has called us to do.